The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Well, you
know, a reading from Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 8 responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. Flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is a reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you. Enrique, my wife, great-grandfather was named Bill Booth, and he had three daughters. And since he had three daughters, his last name would not make it past him, because, and as the case is nowadays, when women are married, most oftentimes they take the name of their husband, and then their children are given the last name of their husband, as it was with me. But their daughters did something very interesting. They named their children with the middle name Booth. And then their children did something interesting. Their middle names had Booth in it I have a brother-in-law named Ben, and his middle name is Booth. When my when I first met Enrique and we were starting to talk about having children, and I knew that if we were to have a son, his middle name would be Booth. Sebastian Booth Serrano is his name. And if he were here today, he'd probably be running up and down the aisles. He goes to my wife's church. My son Isaac is a different story. My wife and I were discussing what names we should name the children. I didn't think it was very fair that since they would receive my last name, that I told Enrique, you name our children. And so she would come to me with names, and I'd be like, oh, no, I don't like that name, or I love that name. And so one of us suggested the name Isaac. The mistake we made was that Sebastian was in the room. So he started saying, Isaac. He pointed to Enrique's belly. Isaac. There's no backtracking from this. We tried. We tried saying, no, that's not his name. We were just suggesting it. But a two-year-old doesn't know. And he would look at us like we were crazy. Isaac. He'd just point, Isaac. I even tried one time in a car when it was just Sebastian and when it was just him and I said, this is... his name is not Isaac. Enrique doesn't want to name him Isaac. And so let's not call the baby in the belly Isaac anymore. I mean, like, I was crazy. Isaac. Isaac. So that's how Isaac was named. We like to say that Sebastian named him. And if he were here, he'd be following behind Sebastian running down these aisles. Names are important. Names are important. I learned a couple of weeks ago that today would be the Feast of the Holy Name. It's also called the Feast of the Circumcision. There's almost a feast day for every day of the week, and so I constantly am learning these new feast days. And it's important because we celebrate the day that Jesus was given his name. We heard that after 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus. And the name by the angel that was given to him before he was conceived in the womb. They give Jesus the name that they were told to by the angel. It was very important because Mary and Joseph were being good, observant Jews. They were taking him in to be circumcised, and they would name him Jesus. Everything was happening according to plan, according to the scriptures. This was the time for Jesus to come. We hear in the passage in Galatians, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those under the law. We see this happening in scripture from Luke's gospel, everything happening according to plan. The name Jesus is also characteristic of what he will come to do. It shows us the identity of the one who bears the name. This shouldn't surprise us. We've seen people in Scripture before whose names describe their identity. The name Jacob means supplant, and that's exactly what he does to his brother Esau when he tricked him into selling his birthright. Jacob is later given the name Israel because he wrestles with God. Israel means to contend with God. We also find this in pop culture. 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil, Devil. Names given insight into the identity. You know, when I'm in a coffee shop, sometimes they'll ask me my name, and I'll say Joshua. Some people will say, that's a good biblical name. My wife has to have people convince her that she's actually a man because, or that she's the right bank holder because her name's Enrique, which is Enrique in Spanish, which is a male name, but her name is French, and so there's always constant, you know, talk around her name. In fact, if we're ordering at a restaurant and they'll ask her her name, she'll just say Joshua. Because she doesn't want to explain it to people. I mean, what's supposed to be a small encounter just about a name turns into a big, long conversation about etymology and where names come from. And sometimes she doesn't want to have that conversation. Names are important. We hear phrases like, she wants to make a name for herself. Don't tarnish the family name. Don't call me by that name. That's only a name my wife can call me or my husband can call me. The name Jesus comes from the Hebrew word Yeshua or Joshua. It's probably more correct to say that Jesus' name is more translated towards Joshua rather than Jesus, but it's translated from Latin, and you know the big kerfuffle that, you know, translation gets involved in when you're translating from Latin. Anyway, Jesus means Yahweh saves. Jesus means Yahweh saves. The Lord saves. And that's exactly what his life was about. It was about saving. Jesus showed his saving power when he healed people from blindness. He saved people from demons when he cast them out. He saved them from their own darkness inside their hearts when he told them about the perils of money and self-interest. He saved people from greed, envy, pride, self-reliance. Jesus showed us what it meant to live a life for God and for others. And Jesus would eventually show us the meaning of his name when he died on a cross for us. Because it was through that act that he put to shame all the ruling powers, all the ruling names, and showed how they were actually just these jesters in the king court. Jesus showed us that true power is showed in weakness, that taking up your cross is how you truly find life. And so we celebrate the day Jesus was given his name according to the scriptures. We celebrate a fulfilling of prophecy that said, in his name, Gentiles will hope. And we do hope. We do hope. And it's interesting that there are a variety of passages in scriptures that talk about doing things in the name of Jesus. Jesus says, whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These are just a few passages I found in Matthew, just Matthew's gospel, but it's all over the New Testament. When we are acting, gathering, praying in the name of Jesus, we are praying as if Jesus were praying. That's what it means to do something in the name of. If I go to the bank for my wife, I'm doing things in her name. I'm doing it as she was doing it. And the same goes when we pray, when we gather together. And by this mysterious union, he is actually the one doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our identities become intertwined. I can think of no better story to describe how identities become intertwined than the story of Grace Lutheran Church in Conroe, Texas. In response to Hurricane Katrina, Grace found another church, Grace in New Orleans. And Grace decided to share their resources with that church named Grace. And they didn't stop there. They contacted every church in the ELCA, 383, with the name Grace. And they joined in a partnership and raised nearly $100,000 and provided volunteers for this recovery effort. They shared a name. and they also shared an identity. And the same thing is we share in the name of Jesus. Our identities become intertwined. And this is exactly what happens to us in baptism. We are given the identity of Christ. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We now bear the name of God in and working through us. We heard in Galatians, the Galatians passage today, we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We have been adopted. Our identities have now been intertwined, and so have our fates. And our fates are to live this grace-filled life and to suffer for that. But it won't be for nothing. It's through this that Jesus is being made known to the world, just like his suffering on the cross. So we remember the name of Jesus today and the power of that name, because we have been given that same identity. It's really interesting. The early church really picks up on this name of Jesus, the power of that. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux once said, the sweet name of Jesus produces in us holy thoughts, fills the soul with noble sentiments, strengthens virtues, begets good works, and nourishes pure affections. All spiritual food leaves the soul dry if it contain not the penetrating oil, the name of Jesus. When you take your pen, write the name Jesus. If you write books, let the name of Jesus be contained in them, else they will possess no charm or attraction for me. You may speak or you may reply, but if the name of Jesus be not on your lips, you are without unction and without charm. Jesus is honey in your mouth, light in our eyes, and a flame in our heart. This name is the cure for all diseases of the soul. Are you troubled? Think but of Jesus. Speak but the name of Jesus. The clouds disperse and peace descends anew from heaven. Have you fallen into sin so that you fear death? Invoke the name of Jesus and you will soon feel life returning. No weakness, no coldness of heart can resist this holy name. There is no heart which will not soften and open in tears to the holy name. Are you surrounded by sorrow and danger? Invoke the name of Jesus and your fears will vanish. Names are important. We are given the name of Christian when we are baptized. We have been given an identity with the Creator of the universe who came to redeem us from our sin. And so we celebrate the holy name of Jesus, because at that name, one day every knee will bow. One day, at the name of Jesus, every evil will be done away with, and we will know as we have been known by God. This is why his name and our name share those same fates. Our identities are intertwined. In this new year, let us continually call upon the name of Jesus. Learn and worship and seek and pray and renew our identities in Christ. Amen.